I've had a text that I have wanted to use for Yisker for several years. And I didn't because I couldn't find the hook. And if you don't know what that means, I'll try to explain it. But I've never quoted a country music song for a Yisker text before. But I heard this song by Randy Travis. The song is actually called Three Crosses by the Side of the Road. I'm not doing that part. But there's a line in it that says, it's not what you take with you when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. I heard the song. I remember I was driving. I remember I was driving alone because Shira's not a big fan of the country music station. It's not what you take with you when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. I knew I wanted to talk about it. God, I couldn't figure out how. Over the last couple of weeks, Shira has joined me in watching the Ken Burns documentary on country music. Anyone seen it? Good. It's awesome. It's not just good, it's awesome. And I'll tell you how awesome it is. Shira's enjoying it. Okay, now seriously, you know, that's not even rock and roll. This is country music. And we finish a two-hour episode. There's six two-hour episodes of this thing. And we just go, God, that was brilliant. And over, what everyone says when they're describing country music is, it's about the story. Country music is about the story. You heard that from Hank Williams. You heard it from Randy Travis. You heard it from Garth Brooks. Country music's about the story. And then I realized what it was. What is it that we leave behind us when we go? We leave the stories. I know it's true because I talk to you. And you tell me about your loved ones. And you tell me stories. You tell me about the time they. You tell me about the way they. You tell me how you never thought it was possible, but they. It's always about the story. It's not what you take with you when you leave the world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. So I'm going to ask you something right now. Something brought each of you here. Someone brought each of you here. What's the best story? I'm sure there are thousands. What's the best story about the person, about each of the people? It's not a theoretical question, I mean it. Think of it right now. What's the best story? I'm giving you time. I want you to think. There may be more than one person, so there's more than one story. What story did they leave behind? What story do you hold dear? What story brought you here now? It's always about the story. Other than that, it's just a name on a stone. Names on stones didn't bring us here this afternoon. Stories did. What's the best story? And I'm going to ask you to do something that may be a little bit hard. I apologize if it's too hard for you, but I'd like you to try. I'd like you to turn to anybody here you don't know and in 1 minute, tell them the story and ask them theirs. You can't do it for everyone. Right now, there's not time. There is time, by the way. It's called the rest of the year. You know, people have said to me, well, I would tell you, you know, there's a story, but it's not interesting. I've never, ever found one of those stories not to be interesting. Not once. There's a story about my father, there's a story about my mother, there's a story about my grandfather, there's a story about my wife, about my husband. There's a story, but it it's not interesting. My God, the stories are fantastic. You know why? Because they're important enough that you're telling them. So please, in this community of some people you know and a bunch of strangers, find a way to tell one story in 1 minute. When you're ready, get up. Go to someone you don't know. Tell them the story and ask them theirs. Now. I'm really sorry to stop this. I'm really sorry because, ladies and gentlemen, something just happened that I've never seen happen in a Yisker service before. I've stood in front of a lot of congregations for a lot of Yisker services, and I just looked at a room of smiling people. Smiling, laughing, gesticulating. How awesome. There's such sorrow, there's such sadness in Yisker, and yet everyone was smiling. Tears come with memory, we know that. Why are we afraid of the smiling? Why are we afraid of the laughter? Why are we afraid of the stories? So I'm going to give you mine. I said last night that my parents' marriage was Brooklyn and Brookline. My mother was a proper Bostonian. Never said a curse word in her entire life. Here's her favorite joke. How does a male elephant find a female elephant in the tall grass? She'd wait for you to answer, and then she would go, thoroughly delightful. Ken Burns was right. It's always about the story.
This podcast is copyright 2024 Rabbi Don Weber. All rights reserved. You may copy and distribute any episode freely as long as it is preserved in its entirety. For additional permissions, please contact me. Thank you.